step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Well, it's a great honor this morning to be joined by the former President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, who will be, by the way, appearing with Bill O'Reilly at the FLA Live Arena on December the 11th. We'll be giving away tickets, and we have been, and we'll continue to do so. It's great to have you with me this morning, Mr. President. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. Great athlete I'm talking to. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I don't know if you remember our days at Trump Card together, but we posted some of that stuff, too. And can I tell you this? When you were running for president, I got a lot of calls from a lot of different news organizations around the country, and they asked what kind of a guy you were. And I told them a story. I told everyone the same story. When we did the pilot at the Johnny Carson Studios in L.A., in Burbank,
right?
You flew in, and all the suits from Telepictures were there, and they all wanted a piece of you. And you spent time getting coffee for the cable pullers and the camera operators and things like that. And it showed me a lot. And they were just, they wouldn't write it. None of them, not a single one wrote it.
It started a long time ago, Jimmy.
Yeah, it sure
with
did.
With the fake news and with the press.
Terrible,
terrible people,
yeah, did you get a chance to listen to any of the Supreme Court hearings yesterday concerning the Mississippi abortion case? And if so, were you pleased with what you heard from your three nominees, Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and Coney Barrett?
Yes, I did a little bit, and I was pleased, and I read the reports, more importantly, from experts that do this stuff, and it seems like it's moving along well. You know, you never know with the Supreme Court. You appoint people, and sometimes they are wonderful, and sometimes they disappoint you. You know that. But it seems to be moving along. Such a big issue, one of the great issues of our time, and we'll see what happens. But the reports seem to be very, very solid.
They do. And this was one of the benchmarks that you had for nominating the three people that you did nominate, correct?
Well, it was a benchmark. We had a lot of benchmarks, but this was one of them. And certainly, I think you probably could say, you would know as well as I, this could probably be the big one of them all. So we're going to be finding out pretty soon what happened. And they don't leak a lot. One thing I'll say, they don't leak a lot from the Supreme Court. You don't see a lot of that like you do with almost everything else, but we're going to be finding out very soon.
Yeah, we will.
Big decision.
Now what you know about Anthony Fauci, and you see that he seems to be not just a bureaucrat, but someone who has taken a turn in political view and seems to be far to the left. Are you sorry? Are you disappointed? Do you look back and think, I should have fired him at some point during your presidency?
Well, I knew he was left. I also knew he was there for 40 years. You know, he's been there for a long time. Mm-hmm. And if you would have done that, it would have been a big storm, which we didn't need. I didn't listen much. You know, I realized he was a great promoter and not necessarily a great doctor. I did a lot of the opposite things. You know, he said, keep China open. And I closed it immediately in January, actually. And that was very early, and closed Europe. And that they were great decisions. He now says that we saved thousands, tens of thousands of lives by doing it. It turned out to be, you know, wise. I got along with him well. He wasn't much of a problem for me. And again, I did a lot of the things that he, you know, he would change his mind a lot. Like on the masks, he was so against masks. And all of a sudden he became, I call him a radical masker. If you wear four of them or five of them, that's even better, right?
Right.
And, you know, he changed a lot. And then I stopped the payments to Wuhan. We found out about that. The payments were made from 2014. They were made for a long time. And I stopped that when I found out. I said, what are we you know, I didn't stop it for any reason other than what are we giving money to China for? At that point, it was just, why are we doing this with China? They don't need our money. And I stopped that, and it turned out to be stopped for a good reason. But I think we handled it right. But now he's, you know, they've let him go free. They let him roam free with me. He wasn't roaming so free.
Right. Well, you know, and two, they called you a xenophobe and a racist. Yet President Biden is basically banned travel from the same countries that you banned travel from.
That's right. Well, look, it's been a terrible administration. You look at the border. You look at that horrible withdrawal from Afghanistan. You know, we were withdrawing. I brought it down to 2,500 troops from 20,000.
Right.
We were down. I was getting ready to do the final pitch, but the last one out is the military, not the first. Then he took the first out, and we have potentially thousands of American people there. They don't even know. And not only that, they gave out the lists. Can you believe it? They gave them out to the Taliban, who our people are. And I think a lot of people are suffering, and certainly a lot of the people from Afghanistan that helped us are suffering. There's no question. We gave them lists.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything handled so badly. And I really believe it was the lowest point in the history of our country ever in terms of something happening. It was so incompetent, so bad. We left $85 billion worth of equipment. 13 young people were killed, and many, many were injured really badly. There has never been anything like this. And Jimmy, when you get down to it, think about what $85 billion is. 70,000 trucks. 70,000. It's not even believable.
You know, if you took the lifetime taxes of this entire audience, and we've got a great audience here in South Florida, it would not come anywhere close to $85 billion.
No.
And that's,
$85 billion is not even, most people don't even know what it represents. It's so much. 700,000, think of this, 700,000 machine guns at the highest level, tens of thousands of nighttime goggles. You know, they're very good fighters, the Afghans, but they never fought at night. Now they can fight at night.
Right.
They have thousands and thousands of brand new goggles, the latest model, better than what we have. They have the new model. It's the whole thing is just crazy how we didn't take this stuff out.
It is.
And it's grossly incompetent.
Mr. President, I've got you for about four more minutes. I want to get two more questions if I can.
Okay.
Number one, the book by Mark Meadows, your chief of staff, claims that you had tested positive for COVID-19 before the debate with President Biden. I understand that you later tested negative. Were you indeed positive at the time of that debate?
Well, first of all, I felt good, and I had what do they call that, a false test, and we did it again, and it passed swimmingly. And then after the debate, we did it, and I passed swimmingly, and then did it again. And it was only, I think it was like January 1st, which was a couple of days later, that we got a positive test. Mm. So it was a fake report.
Right.
And Mark didn't report it incorrectly, but the news picked it up incorrectly.
I read an AP report this morning that later, very late, I mean, you know, paragraph 42, it finally explained that it was probably a false test. But let's not let the facts get in the way.
It was a false test, Jimmy. And I saw the way they reported in the last sentence.
Yes.
They say, however.
However.
Some of them don't even say that.
I know.
You're lucky if they say that.
I know. It drives me crazy. Mr. President, I know you've said before that a lot of people are going to be happy about your decision to run or not run in 2024. Should you decide to run, would your vice presidential choice be based on who the Democrats put up?
I don't think so. Look, there's never been an administration so incompetent as this one. And I think people just want to see, Jimmy, we built the greatest economy in history. We had the greatest job numbers in history. 160 million people were working. We're nowhere close now. But I did it twice because we built it. We then got hit with the China virus, and then I built it again and came up with the vaccines in 9 months instead of 12 years. You know, they were going to take actually from 5 to 12 years,
mm-hmm.
and I did it in less than 9 months. We did so many things, biggest tax cuts in history, biggest regulation cuts in history, rebuilt our military, of which Afghanistan got a piece of it now, thanks to Biden. Can you imagine that? but we did so much. Even, you know, the creation of Space Force, peace in the Middle East, didn't start any wars. We would have had, I tell you, it, had this ended, Iran would have been in my office and they would have come to us within 24 hours to make a deal. And now I look at what they're doing. They're pushing the U.S. around like I've never seen before.
Yeah.
And China wasn't sending planes over Taiwan, and Russia wasn't going to invade Ukraine, and all of the things that you see now, none of them would happen. And then get to inflation. Inflation, we had it down to 1%. It's perfect. You want a little tiny inflation,
right?
But you can't have it now. What, now we have the biggest, the worst inflation in 40 years. And gas prices are going, we were energy independent, and now we're begging OPEC to send us gasoline and oil. It's unbelievable. What's happened to our country in 10 months is unbelievable.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it, Mr. President. It's been a remarkable 8 years in American history. Well, 5 years in American history. You're four in office, and there's a lot of people in this audience that hope you do run again. And I, have you made the decision? At least tell me if you made the decision or not.
In my mind, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
Okay, great.
Yes.
And then
I think you'll be happy.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
I think.
We'll come back and join us. South Florida is an important part. And you did great in South Florida, as you know. The Hispanic vote,
right,
you
did
better than I think any president we've had on the Republican side in a long time. So anyway, thank you so much for your time. It's my honor to speak with you. Thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Keep up the good work. You're doing fantastic work. Thanks, Jimmy.
Take care. See you.